好，我们现在一起祷告，好不好？好。
Oh, I can do this. Okay, great.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，求你的圣灵来指引我们，来带领我们。主，你的自己来向我们的心说话。主，让我们听见你的声音。求你带领我们下面的时间与我们同在。主，你作王掌权得荣耀，我们谢谢你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。听得见吗？需要翻译吗？
嗯，需要。
好，好，那我讲慢一点，是让翻译的可以继续，好不好？好，好，今天我们的题目是安静亲近主。
Today's sermon is be quiet and draw close to the Lord。
这个是我上一次一个月前讲的同样的题目。
This is a sermon I did a month ago。
而且是同样的经文。
The same scripture and the same topic。
这个事情对我来讲，是一个很大的事。
This is a big thing for me。
因为我自己就是一个很不安静的人。
Because I'm not a very quiet person。
别人坐在那里可以安静很久，我觉得我的思想就在那里跑来跑去。
A lot of people can just sit there quietly, but then my mind's always scattered around。
所以我觉得对于亲近主这件事情特别困难。
So it's really hard for me to stay quiet and be close to God。
可是呢，我觉得神就是吸引我的心，觉得得到神的同在是很好的。
But God attracts me, like draw me to Him, so I feel like it's really good to have His presence with me.
我记得我还没有信主的时候，我很小的时候。
I remember when I was young, or before I became Christian.
我的父母都是基督徒，可是他们都不聚会了。
My parents were Christian, but they didn't go to church.
所以呢，我记得我大概五岁吧，五六岁还没有上小学。
So I remember when I was 5 or 6 before elementary school.
我记得有一天，夏天，下午大概7点多钟，天气还很亮的时候，现在像现在。
I remember it was summertime around 7 o'clock, but the day was still bright.
所以呢，我记得我在门口玩。
And I was playing around in front of my house.
我听见有人在唱歌。
I heard some people singing.
所以我就跑到小孩子嘛，就那个门口去听。
So I ran to the door and listened.
然后后来我知道那是一个教会。
And I realized it was a church.
那我发现他们唱歌特别好听。
And I found that it was really good voice, a really good singing.
他们的歌声让我觉得很平安。
And it made me feel peaceful.
所以呢，我很想要，自己就很想要信主。
So I wanted to believe in God.
所以我自己就开始寻找，所以这也就是我觉得第一次我感觉到有神的同在和平安。
So I kept, and then I later on was searching for God, and that was the first time I felt like peace and God's presence.
好，等到我信了。主以后
And then when I became Christian,
我发现神的同在还有神自己在我里面呢，有的时候有，有的时候没有。
I feel like in me, sometimes God is in me, sometimes He's not.
有的时候我去聚会，我觉得今天特别好，有神的同在。
Sometimes when I go to churches, and then I feel especially good because God was there with me.
可是有时候我就不觉得神与我同在。
But sometimes I didn't feel him.
有时候我读圣经祷告的时候，我觉得神好像在我旁边。
Sometimes when I pray and read the Bible, I feel like he was beside me.
可有时候我就觉得他不在。
But sometimes I feel like he was not there.
我觉得很奇怪。
I felt weird.
我觉得怎么样才能让神一直他的平安在我的里面。
So I wonder how can I keep him, with him, have peace, in my heart all the time.
所以后来我就发现，我需要安静亲近主。
And I realize I need to be quiet and be close to God.
我觉得圣经上有一个这样的记载。
And then there's something in the scripture in the Bible.
在说到有两个人，一个叫西面，一个叫亚拿。
There's two people in the Bible.
他们呢，就在圣殿里面等候神。
They're waiting on God in Hazael.
然后呢，他们就非常的喜乐，当耶稣基督来到神的殿中来敬拜神。那时候耶稣是一个小的 baby.
So they were really joyful when they were worshiping God in the temple in the house of God.
当耶稣来到这个圣殿里的时候
，and when Jesus came.
他们就很高兴说，哎呀，我们终于遇见弥赛亚了。
And they were really happy and said, "We finally met the Messiah."
弥赛亚到底有多么让人兴奋呢
？How exciting was Messiah to people?
因为弥赛亚就是神的拯救，要与我们同在。我们就是永远与他同在。
Salvation is always with us, and He wants to always be with us.
那我们今天就有这么大的这么大的祝福他真的与我们同在。
And today we have such a big blessing that He is with us today.
所以我们今天来到神面前，最伟大的是神与我们同在。
So today we're here. The greatest thing is that God is with us.
他安满足我们。
He makes us happy to satisfy us.
他引导我们。
He guides us.
他开启我们的心。
He opens our heart.
让我们明白许多的事。
So we understand a lot of things.
使我们有智慧。
For us to be wise.
而且使我们离开罪恶。
And to stay away from sins.
他让我们知道什么是罪。
He let us know what sins are.
他知道我们有多么的顽固。
He knows how stubborn we are.
他也知道我们有多么的不容易顺服。
And he knows that how it's not easy for us to obey.
所以他会提醒我们。
So he reminds us.
如果没有圣灵在我们的里面。
If without Holy Spirit in us.
我们没有办法安静。
We cannot be quiet.
我们没有办法靠近主。
We cannot be close to God.
因为我们这个人都过自己的日子。
Because we go our ways.
我们听不见他的声音。
We couldn't listen to him. He hears his voice.
好，所以呢，我们今天来读一下我们的圣经。
So let's read the Bible today.
那我们今天有两束的圣经。
So we have two scriptures.
第一个是在雅各书的第四章七到八节。
One is James chapter 4:7-8.
他所以说呢，所以要顺服神，要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必逃跑你们，逃避你们。要亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的，要洁净你们的心。
It says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the evil, he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
好，他这里说呢，其实呢，等一下我们会读到那个圣经，就会发现呢，我们要来亲近神的时候，我们这个心特别的困难。
So it says that when we want to be close to God, it's hard for us to do so.
可是平常呢，我们在世界上很忙，我们没有觉得我们的心很困难。
But because we're so busy in our daily lives, we don't feel like it's hard for us to do that.
好，所以这里呢就会告诉我们说，我们这些人就是非常困难来亲近神。
So it says, it's hard for us to be close to God.
好，所以我们如果很困难来亲近主呢，就意思就是说，我们的心需要改变。
So if it's hard for us, then means that our heart needs to change.
好，所以呢，我们现在呢，来读一下下面的圣经，哥林多后书。
Let's read the following scriptures, Second Corinthians.
好，那这个圣经呢，比较长一点，可是这个圣经呢，就告诉我们另外一件事情。
It's a longer scripture, but it tells us something else.
他告诉我们说呢，我们就是很难亲近神。
It says that it's hard for us to be close to God.
而且呢，我们跟神中间总是有个东西挡着。
And there's something in between us and God.
然后这个东西挡着，就是你都不知道这个东西到底是什么。有的时候呢，就是好像找不到神。
And it's something that blocks us. You don't know what it is, and it just seems like you can't find God.
好，所以呢，这个挡着我们的这个东西呢，是什么呢？就是我们刚才读的这个雅各书这个东西。
What's blocking us from God is what we have read in the scripture from James earlier.
他就是告诉我们说，我们的心呢要做一个决定，所以我要顺服神。
So he says we have to decide ourselves and we have to submit ourselves to God.
因为我想要更靠近神。
Because we want to be close to God.
我想要更有智慧。
I want to be more wise.
我想要离开罪恶。
I want to stay from sins.
我想要更有能力来为主做工。
I want to be more capable to serve God.
所以我的心，不管我做不做得到，你自己的心里要做一个决定。
So it doesn't matter if we can do it or not, but your heart, you have to make a decision.
说我要顺服神。
So I have to submit myself to God.
那这是什么意思嘛？顺服神这个名词听起来很抽象，对不对？
What does it mean? It sounds very abstract, right?
所以呢，他这里告诉我们说，他就是说，然后你要怎么做呢？他说你要抵挡魔鬼。
So what it teaches you, it says you have to resist the evil.
然后呢，魔鬼就会离开你逃跑。
Then the evil will flee away from you.
好，好，在这里告诉我们说呢，魔鬼有没有在我们旁边呢？有。
So is evil around us? Yes.
而且这个魔鬼呢，他已经好像在你的附近，所以好像你可以起来打他，好像他很近了，对不对？
So the devil is around us. It seems very close to you, and you can attack him, right?
所以呢，他说呢，可是有的时候我们也会害怕。
But it says sometimes we get scared.
我知道，我不知道你有没有看过这个魔鬼的工作。有时候魔鬼显现出来的时候，他就是让你非常的害怕。
But I don't know if you have seen the work of devil when it manifests, it makes you really scared.
可是他这里告诉我们说，我们可以抵挡魔鬼，好像我们这个人需要有这样的想法，至少要有这样的想法，说我要起来抵挡这个东西，我要抵挡这个惧怕。
So you have to think about that. You can resist God. I mean, resist evil. You can stand up and resist him.
我最近因为在美国嘛，我跟我的孙女在一起嘛，哈。那她呢，就是晚上常常怕黑，睡不着。
So recently I'm in the States and I'm spending time with my granddaughter. So she is scared at night. So she usually cannot sleep well at night.
所以呢，有一天晚上大概三点钟，她就跑到我房间来说，哦，我睡不着。
So this one night that she came at 3 a.m. in the morning to come to my room and said, told me that she couldn't sleep.
那我就问她，我说你感觉怎么样？你在想什么？
Then I asked her, how do you feel? What are you thinking?
她说我就是觉得害怕。
She said, I just feel scared.
好，那我就说，那我们祷告。
So I said, let's pray.
主耶稣，你给我平安，你叫我不要怕。
And Lord Jesus, give me peace, and then don't make me scared.
我祷告完了，我问他说：“你好了一点吗？”
So after we pray, I ask her, "Do you feel better?"
他说没有。
She said no.
我就跟他说：“ 你需要起来说，我不要这个惧怕，我要抵挡，就是说我要做决定，而且我不喜欢这个东西，你要做这个决定。
Then I told her, you have to stand up and then resist the evil. You have to make a decision that you want to resist the evil.
所以我就跟她起来讲说，我不要这个惧怕，我不要这个黑暗，我。
So I told her to stand up and just say, declare that I don't want to be scared. I don't want to have this fear.
我说我要叫他离开我，奉耶稣的名要叫他离开我。
And I'll ask him to leave and in the Jesus name.
然后我们祷告完，他回去就睡着了。
And after we prayed, and she went back to her bed and she slept.
所以有的时候我们需圣经告诉我们说要起来抵挡，抵挡是要有一点力量的，不是说哦，我交给你哦，那你去就管。你要起来说不，我不要这个，我不要这个想法，我不要这么顽固，我不要这么悖逆，我不要这么脾气这么大，我不要这个样。好像你需要说，我不要这个东西。很多人说我这是我天生的办法，那我们就没有办法了。
So sometimes you have to make a decision that you want to fight against the devil. You have to be strong. Give yourself a strength to say, I don't want this, I don't want this. So you after you pray, you have to do something. Otherwise, if you say you are born with it, then you don't do anything about it, then that's no good.
好像很多人都觉得在魔鬼面前你是好像很无助的，很 vulnerable.
And then sometimes it seems like you're very vulnerable in front of the devils.
其实不是的。
But in fact, you're not.
他说如果你抵挡他，他就必离开你逃跑了。另外一个圣经是这样讲，一定就会。
Because in the scripture it says, resist the evil, he will flee from you.
他一定会离开你的。
He will leave from you.
所以我们相信主的话是做，这样说，所以我们要这样子做。
So we believe in God's words, we believe and we will do it.
所以有的时候我们来亲近主的时候，我们心里有许多的惧怕和担忧。
Sometimes we come close to God, but we still have a lot of fears and worry.
这个就是魔鬼在搅扰我们。
This is the evil trying to interrupt with us.
其实不是，可能不是真正的一个画面中的一个魔鬼看起来很可怕。
So sometimes maybe you're not, it's not a picture of an evil that scares you.
这只是我们心里已经有了这个被他的这个谎话，圣经上说魔鬼是谎的，这个谎话占领我们的心。
But it is their lies, like the devil's lies that's occupied us.
好，所以呢，我们好像要起来抵挡他。
So then we have to stand up and fight against it.
所以当我们抵挡他的时候，我们的想法是什么呢？因为我们知道，我如果抵挡他，他一定会走，他不敢留在我的里面。
So what should be in our thought that we should believe that when we stand up and resist the evil, then the evil will flee from us.
好，那这个是我们心里的一个状态，我们要顺服神，而且我们要抵挡魔鬼。
This is our should be our situation in the God. So we should stand up and then resist God, resist evil.
好，那下面那节就告诉我们要做什么。
So the next scripture tells us how to do it.
他说你要亲近神。
You have to be close to God.
好，你要亲近神，神就必亲近。
If you get close to God, God will be close to you.
好，那他这里说呢，他下面又告诉我们说，哎呀，现在这个经节怎么跑到哥林多后书？我要看一下圣经。雅各书，谢谢你，好，所以他告诉我们说呢，你要亲近神，神就必亲近。好，那这句话又告诉我们一件真理。
So there is a truth. It says, "Come near to God, and He will come near to you."
好，当你说我现在要来祷告的时候。
When you say, I'm going to pray now.
我要来亲近主的时候。
When you want to come close to God.
然后呢，你里面就有一个声音。
Then there will be a voice in your heart.
常常是这样说，哎呀，你安静不下来了，就是我哈，祷告也没有用。
And it often says, especially for me, that you cannot be quiet. There's no point if you pray.
好，所以呢，可是他这里告诉我们说什么？他说你如果要亲近神， 神就必亲近你。
But what does it say here? He says, come near to God, and he will come near you.
不管我们当时愿意来靠近神，我们的心里多么乱。
Doesn't matter if we're trying to get close to God and how distracted we are in our heart.
或者是说我们觉得我们什么都没有得到。
Or we feel like we have nothing, to gain.
好像我们的练习，好像有一点浪费时间。
Seems like it was a waste of time when we practice, praying.
他这里告诉我们说，你如果亲近神，神就必亲近你。可是可能你没有感觉。
But it says, come near to God and he will come near you. But sometimes you might not feel it.
好，所以我们抓住主的话。
So let's hold on to God's words.
继续的练习。
And then to keep practicing.
有一天你突然觉得他来了。
Then one day you will feel all of a sudden his presence.
那马拉基书也是说神的灵会突然进入他的殿中。
And the Bible Malachi says, God will come to our temple.
Suddenly, 突然之间。
Suddenly.
对，所以我们亲近神，好像我们都觉得我们没有得到什么，有的时候我们觉得。
And then sometimes we come close to God and feel like we have gained nothing.
可是圣经上告诉我们说，他会来的。
But in the Bible it says, he will come near us.
而且他会亲近我们。
Because and then he will be close to us.
好，这是他给我们的应许，他答应我们。
This is his promise to us.
他说你要亲近神，并没有说你要做多好。
It says you come near to God, but doesn't mean that you how good you have to be.
你很安静，你很知道怎么祷告，你很会来到神面前，你很爱他啊。你可能你只是来到神面前，你什么都不知道，你就是来亲近神。
And sometimes you just come to God and then doesn't know what you need to do. And then, yeah.
而且做的可能不太好。
And you might not be good at it.
而且心里乱跑，也坐不住。
And then you cannot be quiet and get distracted.
可是只要你肯做。
But then if you're willing to do it.
而且在练习。
And then practice doing it.
他说你如果做。你要亲近神，你来了，神一定会亲近你。
He says, "If you do it and come near to God, and He will come near you."
所以呢，他可以先给我们一个应许，要我们
So He gives us a promise.
好，那很多的时候，我们属灵的事情，很多时候是我们，比如说我们读圣经啊，刚开始读啊，也听不到什么东西，读不到什么东西，也读不明白。
When we read the Bible, sometimes we read it, it seems like we gain nothing and we don't understand the Bible.
所以后来我们就不读了，我们觉得还没意思。
And then we give up on reading it.
他这里告诉我们说，我们一定要读，可是有一天你会发现神的话，会向你开启。
And then he says, we must read the Bible, and then one day God's word will be revealed to you.
这个是同样的，是一样的。道理就是我们来练习亲近神，神就会亲近我们。
So it's the same logic. We practice be close to God, and God will be close to us.
好，那你亲近人还有什么事情要做的呢？一个要起来抵挡魔鬼，一个要亲近神，还有呢？他说你有罪。下面那一句话。
And then, what it says that you have to resist the devil, and what is also says the people, your sinners, we as sinners.
好，你如果是觉得有罪呢？你在亲近神的时候，你觉得有罪呢？你要洁净你的手。
When you feel like you have sins, you need to purify your heart.
好，要清洁你的手。为什么呢？因为你的手常常就是做那些罪恶的事。
You have to purify your hands because why? Because you use your hand to do the sinful stuff.
他用我们的手来代表我们这个人外面的行动。
Use hands to represent what we our actions in the world.
Yeah, 我们所以呢，我们在亲近主的时候，神就会先来对付我们的罪。
So when we get close to God, God will attack our sins first.
要叫我们悔改。
So we can repent.
你亲近主，你就会发现你是一个。很软弱的人。
When you come close to God, you will realize that you're a weak person.
你的思想不听话。
Your thoughts are not, cannot be controlled.
而且呢，很多你想起来你以前做的错的事情，还没有跟神认罪。
And then you will think of all the things that you did wrong before and you haven't repented before.
好，所以呢，你先洁净你的心。
So you have to purify your heart first.
哎，就是洁净你的行为，好，外面的行为。
Purify your actions.
然后下面那句就要洁净我们的心。
And then next is to purify your heart.
你怎么知道你的心有问题呢？
How do you know your heart has problems?
你的心是心怀二意。
Because your mind is double-minded.
什么叫做心怀二意啊？
What does it mean to be double-minded?
就是我要东又要西。
Because I want this, we also want that.
我每样都要。
We want everything.
我们也要神，也要世界上的好东西。
We want God, we also want things in the world.
他说呢，你要先洁净你的心，也就是说，你先把你的心归向神，把你的心完全归向神，才来想神要怎么带领你处理世界的事。
Then purifying your heart means that you have to focus yourself on God to be close to God, and then you think about the worldly stuff.
很多的时候我们就是一直想我们的烦恼。
A lot of times we just think about our problems.
我们觉得神都没有来帮助我。
We think that God doesn't help us.
这个不是我们祷告的最好的方法。
This is not the best way for us to pray.
我们应该说主啊，我先把这个事情交给你。
We should say, Lord, we give this to you first.
完全的奉献给你。
Totally, cast it for to you and sacrifice it for you.
然后我完全的把心来归给你。
And I wholeheartedly keep my eyes on you, keep my heart up on you.
好，等到我们里面把这件事情放下来，平安了。
And then we let go of our burdens and then have peace.
然后我们才说，主啊，这件事情应该要怎么做？
And we ask God, Lord, what should I do on this matter?
所以让我们的心怀二意变成我们专心的来靠主。
Let our double-minded be single-minded focus on God.
很多人在祷告的时候我觉得就是主耶稣你帮助我这个，主耶稣你帮助我这个，主耶稣你祝福我这个，主耶稣你祝福我那个。可是呢后来就觉得不晓得主是怎么祝福的。
A lot of times when we pray, we ask God to help us with this and help us with that, bless us with this, bless with that. So we don't know how God is going to bless us.
好，神通常就是叫我们的心先来归向主。
Usually God tells us to have our heart focus on Him first.
让我们亲近主，然后我们得到神的时候，再来说主啊，你来引导我。刚才我们今天 Angela 牧师也特别讲到神引导我。
And when we come, get close to God, and then let God guide us in our daily lives.
所以当我们真的完全奉献的时候，我们的焦虑和我们的紧张和我们的担心就不会影响我们的心，使我们不能祷告。
So when we totally give ourselves to God, then all the worries and anxieties will not affect us.
好，所以因为我们里面有平安，真的安息在神的手中，才能看见神的引导。
Because we have peace in us, and then we can see God's guidance.
所以很多人就说：“哦，这个事情我要这样做，这个事情我觉得，哎，神没有拦阻，我要这样做，这个事情我要这样做，我决定要这样，我喜欢这样。”他还没有在这个奉献的事情上做一个很清楚的做了一个完全的放下来，所以他的心思里面的这个心怀二意啊，就天天在那里搅扰他，也看不见，没有那么大的把握知道神的带领。
So a lot of times our people are troubled by their problems, challenges. They want to do this, they want to take the control and over this and over that. So they don't have a quiet mind to hear God's guidance.
我们亲近主的时候呢，我们现在来看这个，我们现在讲，我们亲近主的时候，我们的心里面有很多很多的搅扰，对不对？好。
So when we talk about be close to, when we try to get close to God, we have a lot of worries and interference in our heart.
好，所以呢，我们现在看看下面这个哥林多后书呢，告诉我们我们有什么样的一个问题。
So then, Second Corinthians it tells us what kind of problems that we have.
好，那我们试试看。请那个放视频的放到前页好吗？十五节在前十二节。好，他说呢，我们既然有这样的盼望，就大有胆量。好，他的意思说呢，我们前面他又讲了很多的事情，就是在亲近主上呢，他们有很多的讨论。好，然后这个从十二节开始呢，他们就有一个结论。
So then, previously we talked about the things, and then Scripture 12 it says, "Therefore, since we have such a hope, we are very bold."
好，那他我们到底有什么样的胆量呢
？And what kind of boldness do we have?
他说呢，十三节他说呢，像摩西将面纱蒙在脸上，好，使以色列人不能定睛看到那。见褪色荣光的结局，他的意思就是说，因为摩西呢，他去靠近神，所以摩西的脸上发光，发光很厉害。那以色列人呢，看到这个摩西的脸发光啊，就要看摩西啊，就觉得眼睛很不舒服，是不是？好，他这个意思是这样。然后呢，所以呢，这里呢，要把这个摩西呢，因为觉得以色列人看他要跟他讲话嘛，很不方便，所以摩西脸上就蒙了一个纱。好，可是呢，他说呢，这个摩西身上的这个脸上的这个荣光呢，是会慢慢的褪去，就是荣光会越来越减少的。好，十三节是这个意思。
Well, Scripture 13 says, "We're not like Moses, who would put a veil over his face to prevent the Israelites from seeing the end of what was passing away." So basically, was saying that they, because Moses went get close to God, and his face was shiny and radiant with a lot of lights. So Israelites cannot see, it was too shiny that they cannot see his face clearly. So he needs to put a veil in his face, but then also the light will slowly pass away.
好，所以摩西脸上的荣光是会慢慢褪去的，因为在摩西的时代，神还没有住在人的心里。
So the glow on the Moses' face will slowly pass away because back then, God was not residing in people's heart.
可是今天神住在我们心里。
But today, God is in us.
好，所以我们今天比摩西的时代更荣耀，更能够学习亲近主。
So we are more glorious than Moses in his era, and easier to get close to God.
好，所以呢，因为摩西的脸上的荣光是渐渐褪去的，可是他们以色列人都看，所以我们今天来到神面前的时候，我们应该可以看见神的荣光。
And the glow, the glow on Moses' face was passing away slowly, but today when we get close to God, we shall keep seeing God's glory.
那神的荣耀在哪里？在我们的心里，我们就可以看见他。
And then God's glory is in us, so we can see Him.
好，所以而且神的荣光在我们的里面是不会褪去的。
And His glory is in our heart; it will not pass away.
可是我们怎么没有看见神的荣光呢
？But how come we cannot see it?
我们好像也没有感觉到他的能力呢
？And we also don't feel His power or strength.
因为刚开始的时候，可能我们不太懂，所以我们在练习的时候，可能我们不明白。
At first, we probably didn't understand, and then when we practice, we didn't understand either.
可是呢，当我们慢慢的练习，我们会发现神真正的在我们的里面是有极大的荣光。
And then when we keep practicing, we realize that God's glory in us is great.
我叫我们我叫我们教会的弟兄姊妹练习每天亲近主早上中午晚上每一次两分钟或五到五分钟。
And ask my brothers and sisters at church to practice get close to God three times a day. Each time was about 2 to 3 minutes.
我说你一两个礼拜以后，你就会感觉到不一样。
And then I told them that after a week or two, then you'll feel the difference.
那昨天就有一个人，他就告诉我，他得到了神的祝福。
And then there's someone that told me from a church yesterday, and then told me about the blessing that they should get.
他说他读到使徒行传有关于圣灵降临在人身上的事情，就被圣灵充满。
And then she said she was reading the Bible, the book of Acts, and then it was saying that the Holy Spirit was filled in a person, and then the person was filled with the power of Holy Spirit.
他说他突然被感动的大哭。
And then she felt touched and she was crying.
他说我从来没有想到我的神是这么伟大。
She said, I've never thought that our God is such a great God.
Oh, 所以当你来亲近神的时候，
So when you come close to God,
他里面，在你里面的荣光是不会退去的。
The God's glory will stay in you and not go away.
所以只要你一直的来，
As long as you keep coming,
神叫你认罪，叫你悔改，叫你所学的功课，你愿意学，你就会发现神的荣耀越来越大。
As long as you do what God wants to tell you to repent, to obey, then you'll feel His glory will become greater.
而且他也告诉我说，是他。他说他觉得他不够关心他的父母。
And that person says, told me that she feels that she doesn't care about her parents enough.
因为他们有他一个女儿，而且他现在没有住在家里。
Because they only have her as a daughter, and then she doesn't live at home with them.
然后最近他爸爸又得了 cancer, 得了癌症。
And recently her dad got cancer.
他就说他在里面感到自己的愧疚，还有自己的负的责任不够。
And so she felt guilt inside of her, and she felt like she was not taking enough responsibility.
然后他那天他就哭得很厉害。
So she was crying very hard.
那这些事情不是我告诉他。
These things I didn't tell her.
也没有她的朋友告诉她。
And not her friends told her either.
因为她在亲近主。
Because she was getting close to God.
她第一个被感觉到《使徒行传》中圣灵的大能。
And she felt the power of Holy Spirit from reading the act.
然后又感觉到她自己的亏欠。
And she feels that she was feeling owing to the parents.
所以我觉得这些事情就是因为我们来亲近主，他的光照在我们里面。
And then so these things for her to realize is because we're getting close to God and God's light is shining in our hearts.
所以这个光是一定照在我们里面，所以神一定，我们亲近神，神一定会来亲近我们。
So when we come near to God, He will come near us too.
所以呢，我们就发现我们在我们里面的力量是很大的。
So we realize that we have a lot of power in us.
那个力量是神的力量。
And that power is from God.
如果你没有得到神的力量，
If you don't think you have gained power from God,
那很多的事情我们都真的非常的灰心失望。
Then we will often get discouraged and disappointed at things.
或者我们随便乱做，造成了很多的麻烦。
Or we just do it according to our own will and then cause a lot of trouble.
他这里告诉我们说，我们顺服神，亲近神，而且神是在我们里面有一个不能退去的荣光。
And it says that when we obey to God and then close, be close to God, God will, God's glory, light is in us, will not pass away.
所以我们亲近神绝对没有浪费时间。
So when we are spend time, our digging close to God was, is not a waste of time.
因为神会自己来教导我们。
Because God will be, will guide us himself.
好，所以呢，我今天下面我不讲了，我怕时间太晚了。
So I will not continue for the following scripture because of,
上次我已经讲了这一段的圣经。
Last time I already shared about the scriptures.
我希望你能够试试看练习来亲近主。
I wish everyone could have time to practice be close to God.
早上一分钟，中午一分钟，晚上一分钟。
Spend 1 minute in the morning, 1 minute at lunchtime, and 1 minute at night.
你可以设你的alarm， 让它提醒你一分钟到了。
You can set your alarm to a minute so it can remind you that 1 minute is up.
你一定会发现神与我们同在。
You will for sure realize that God is with you.
好，我们今天就讲到这里，我们一起祷告。
Let's do a ending prayer.
主啊，你是信实可靠的神。
Lord, you are the faithfulness.
主，你照你的话来做事。
You follow your words to do things.
我们现在借着宝血，大胆地来到你的面前。
With the blood of Jesus, we come before you.
我们相信你赦免我。
We believe that you pardoned us.
你愿意我们继续练习来亲近你。
You want us to be close to you.
主，你帮助我们。
God, please help us.
吸引我们的心
，draw our heart，
让我们得到上好的福分
，so we get a better a portion of blessing。
主啊，求你教导我们
，Dear Lord, please teach us。
赞美
，We praise you。
你的拯救是真实
，Your salvation is true。
你的恩典是伟大的。
Your grace is great.
荣耀归给你。
Glory goes to you.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.